This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I do want to let everybody like reboot a little bit, and actually I should have this like the exact wording in front of me. Lucas, if you would pull everything so we've got the exact wording in front of us. But just to recap for those of you who might not have been around on all of this yesterday afternoon, Scott Osler writes a piece in the San Francisco Chronicle. The basic idea of the piece is, hey, the team still loves Bob Melvin. So you fans may not love Bob Melvin. The team loves Bob Melvin. And for whatever reason, Elliot Ramos, in answering the question, why doesn't Bob show more energy or passion or anger, Elliot turned it, it sounded like, turned it on the fans and basically said, that's not who Bob is. We love Bob. Nobody knows what's going on in here. When we were winning, everyone was with us, and now everyone's against us. But fans are fans, and there's nothing you can do about that. It was a little snooty and dismissive sounding, but it is words on a piece of paper. And Scott came on with the Joes this morning and very much said, that's not where Elliot was coming from. That's not what he meant. And I don't think any of us thought that, but it did send the echo chamber in which we live into a firestorm, because don't come at the fans. Don't do it. Don't do it. You're never going to win when you come at the fans. And then before the game last night, yes, Elliot spoke to Alex Pavlovich and others and said, that is not what I meant. We've got great fans. I'm just trying to explain to people that our team has a very clear feeling of how things have gone down here, and we don't believe that it's a Bob Melvin problem. And I actually largely agree with him on that. But also, the damage gets done. But you know what I wanted to do? I wanted to really kind of explore today, because this comes from genuine curiosity. 888-957-9570. When Elliot says, because I'm also going to go with somebody's first comment, because I think that's genuine and authentic, you said, they were with us when we're winning, and now they're against us. Where did you hear that, Elliot? What made you feel that way? That is my question. Because are Giants fans actually against the team if it's led by Bob Melvin? And maybe this is stupid because I'm asking our own echo chamber if this is just an echo chamber. So maybe a bunch of people are going to call and be like, yes, we hate Bob Melvin. We hate him. And we want him gone. And I will not be a part of watching this team anymore that he manages. If that's how you feel, great, call us and tell us that. But I wonder if there the other perception is out there too, which is that if you only listen to Twitter, and if you only listen to 95.7 The Game, and you only listen to sports radio, and you only read columnists, maybe you think the Giants fan base really despises Bob Melvin and is demanding change. I don't know if I believe that, or if that's just what Elliot's feeling because he opened up his phone.
It depends on where you look, and you can shop on the internet for whatever story you want. You can get whatever narrative you want. And I did this earlier. We had our little show meeting down the hall, and I was showing you site after site after site after site, article after article, Around the Foghorn, which is an online fan site, McCovey Chronicles, we all know that one, that's a pretty popular one, Reddit, which is kind of a warehouse of posts and opinions. It's kind of like the written version of TikTok, I guess. There's, you start a thread and then people comment, and it's an open forum of remarks and action. And even the Kruk and Kipe page on Facebook, unofficial though it may be, with more than 100,000 members on that Facebook page, they all were talking about the same thing. Either he's got to go, or is it time he goes? Do you think he should go? All of those different sites and all those different posts were about Bob Melvin and losing his job.
But those are the internet.
Right. So like, the echo chamber is more than sports talk radio. It's more than newspapers and Instagram and Twitter. It is a number of different other platforms where, you know, fans, one fan can be frustrated with an audience, and then it becomes a bigger thing than, you know, anything else.
No doubt. But I guess my question is like, are platforms, no matter how many of them there are, is that real life? Is that real life? How can we have nothing but platforms that say, damn it, I'm so done with this team, get Bomell out of here, and then 38,000 punch their ticket to go in there, grab a hot dog, high-five each other, and have a good time? That, I mean, like, it doesn't match up. And I think we have learned this lesson many times in our lives, that what's happening on our phones is not always real life. I'm not saying it's not somewhat, and sometimes it's very real life. But I would love to do a little bit of a straw poll here.
Right.
To what level is the phone real life? I go back, and we referenced it yesterday. And this was a comment that was made by Damian Lee on a podcast about Steph Curry going into the locker room at halftime when he's not shooting well, pulling up his phone and scrolling through social media to see comments. I believe that was because he wanted to motivate himself. And any human being reads a bunch of junk about himself or herself on the internet, it's going to fire you up to want to go out there and disprove. And if that makes Steph shoot the ball better in the second half of a game, I would do the exact same thing. But are you telling me that if Steph does that at halftime, he really believes that Warrior fans are against him? Like, are you kidding me? Nobody has loved anybody more ever in the history of Earth than Warrior fans loving Steph Curry. So you can find on your laptop or your phone all an avalanche of negativity if you want. And I don't know that it's a fair representation of what's happening on the sidewalk in front of Willie Mays.
True. And if you're Bob Melvin and you are now in your 22nd year as a manager, you've been through enough of this to know that all of the echo chamber and all the nonsense and the noise out there, it doesn't matter. What matters is how your players feel about you, how your management feels about you, and what your record is. And from all measurements, and you have a better finger on the pulse than I do, the players are behind Bob Melvin.
Totally.
And the management, Buster Posey gave him an extension, and Buster Posey is not the kind of guy who's going to hair trigger, make a decision based on the fact that they're 2-13 at home since the All-Star break. And I would even go further up the ladder to Manassian and Larry Bear and Greg Johnson. They're not people who make these types of decisions because they're a stable organization. And the third piece of it is the fans. And the fans look at the last 4 years of, we're either at 500, a stitch above, a couple stitches below, and the fans are frustrated. And so for the fans, you can't fire Chapman, Devers, Adamas, Jung-Hoo Lee, Logan Webb. Or you can't fire them. So to whom do you turn? Bob Melvin and, darn it, Pat Burrell.
Can I play you something?
Do it. You won't.
No, I will.
Okay, I dare you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
So, I was on the echo chamber last night. Because we did this, and it took over our 5 o'clock hour, and then I went home, and I'm like, what's going on? How's everybody feeling about all of this? And I found someone on Twitter, a video that it obviously it popped up on my feed, so it must have been getting some traction. I don't follow this person or know who it is, but this popped up on my Twitter feed. If you're out there, Giants fan, his name is Zordon Morty. I want you to listen after the Ramos comments. Zordon clearly had not seen the retraction yet. And he put this on social media.
It's very bold of a player to play a game as their job. A person such as myself and other people in San Francisco who work 12-hour f***ing days for places that they don't want to be in, we can't have an opinion on the shit that we see on the field? How f***ing dare you, Helio? I'll be more than happy without you being on the team next year. I hope you get traded, because what you just said is f***ing outrageous. You guys losing and in the bed multiple times, and you, especially you, not can't even make a f***ing throw to third base. You suck, bro. F*** you, Helio Ramos. I will stand on that, and I will die on that.
Okay. Is that how everyone feels?
He's passionate.
I honestly would love to get into a conversation with all of you about how much of this is real versus how much of it is the very loud minority. And that can be about Elliott. It can be about Bomell. It could be about the Giants as a whole.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply.
Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.